dreaming that we started yesterday. Now, yesterday I mentioned something that I never discussed before. I mean, the 2 days in Eshkol, I didn't think so, I didn't remember. But I did.
Okay, well,
now, the subject in regard to the question as to whether if there is no tchiyah and one nisah, so Rabbi Tam Shiti is, then there couldn't be tchiyah bepeyal on another nisah, as in the case of Chirish Biyonte, the Beis HaTorah declined. So since there is no tchiyah and these of Yonke, because in Eshe Dich Leis is an Eshe, so even on these of Blayim, these of Tume, which is only a Leis Eshe, there is no Tchi either. So, the same Aloche is mentioned by Rabbi Yehini in Sanhedrin with Ibiya Chilashi. Now, the Mishnah says in Avdi Zored Afrobov, Bas Yisroel Itiyale Desivel Tzkechovi. Yes?
How does this relate to the Shiurim?
What is that?
How does this relate to the Shiurim?
Because Ribu Bishurim, because of Rabbi Tam Shiti. Ribu Bishurim has to do with Heil, Unikli Orchim, and then the Gemara in Tzochim. Esk Hashe, if we say Heil, so why does the Mishnah Maki say that a chirish biyonte, the Beis HaKlayim, bitume, so he's leikish me.
So Ribu Shiurim is only mitzvah because of poel, or it's just...
What is that?
Ribu Shiurim is mitzvah because of poel, or it's a separate heter?
Ribu Shiurim is a separate heter, but...
It's related.
But the Gemara Esti Kashi, against Ribu Shiurim, against the rabbi who says that we say Hail from the Mishnah Makis. Was so the Mishnah says that Chobob not be Zohre, Bas Yisroel iti yale ide se veres kechobim, mipni shi aledes ben la veres kechob, shes mit aledes ben la veres kechob. So then the Gemara says, now that is even Bechel, but Bechel is only Osei Abichino, but Bishar it's Mutar because of Eivah. Bechel there is no, with Bechinom there is no Eivah, even Bechel. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yosef, Sober Rav Yosef Lemeima, Oiludev Ivelis Kechovin Bishapse Bishasha. So Bishar, the Chel is certainly Mutar because of Evo, so even Bishabes is Mutar because of Evo. So Omar Yavaye, Yechelo Lemeima Lo, Didon Dimitre Shapse Michalina Laye, Ditchuze loy mintere shapse loy mechalim. So, Abaye is chelik on Reis, but not on the Etzem Din. Rav Yosef assumed that there is Eivo, so Abaye said there is no Eivo, because he can mention a reason. But suppose the Akum would not accept the reason, so then Rav Yosef, Abaye will also be made at Rav Yosef. So that taste was kashi. Tamil Rav Yosef decided by the Rav Yishore Ulabaya Nami Dimishani Dilekeivo Mashma Hoi Keivo Yishore Heche Shavino Mishmeive Milso Di Izbe Yisure Dreis Di Aminon Bifir Shkina Shrotzi Heishi Tzodel Imei Beheimo Di Dildil Uga Shebneiro He delivered the Beheimo Chaye Mishmeitia Dova Megidule, the who told the Gazes. So how are you, Mata Mishmeibo, and Melochet Reise? So this is a stutzerut. Yesh Lema, the first Teretz is, the Hoche be Yisheve Salam Mishbo, Shekvo Neka Lotzis. In other words, if the woman is already in labor, and the baby is about to be 18, so then there is no Issa Melochet Reise, only Melochet Rabbanon, so maybe Mishmeibo is Mutar. The second Teretz is, even if she is not Yisheve Salam Mishbo, there is no Melochet Reise. Kidin Gikol Lechodoshov is Posku Gidol. Now that's tasteless Teretz, Tutabotu. That only, we are only Mati here, to be mialed in the tichobim if it involves the melacha d'avon, not if it involves the melacha d'reis. However, Rabbi Yehudah Sanhedrin, the sugya of Yoy Bodhi Abeya, he says that even when there is a melacha d'reis, it's utam shmei. So that's in Medea Chidish. How can that be explained? So we see from Rabbi Yehudah that the halacha of the chai ben is not based upon the mitzvah of atzolos nefashos. There is a mitzvah of atzolos nefashos, but the chai ben is a separate halacha. And we see that is shitas Rashi in Sanhedrin, even regard to a lady. Yes. In the sugya, in the seal mayor, in the sugya of Yoy Boyaba.
In
Sanhedrin. We have Ibn Diyachidesh in Rashi, in Arizore, done in Sanhedrin. Is Gabi Tele, but if he hadn't been Gabi Tele, so then he would be allowed. But the Gemara in Psochim says that it says that Amhoretz Mutal Neche Vimatipurim Shechalir Bishabas. So, what kind of Allah is it? So, Teisve says the Kashi. So, Teisve says,
what does the Gemara say?
Amhoretz Mutal Neche Vimatipurim Shechalir Bishabas. The law to kill the good man to keep us how you understand. So this is the question. How is it? So this is love the Amoretz that is an Avayan and Averis. He is a Tevel and other Averis. Ask him, Elo b'keif el ha-hachis she'u keredi ha-chaver here. David mentions the name of Ratzchir Goyen at the Pshat is Oil Amoretz. That sometimes it happens that Amhoretz, who is imposed by Rayas, will be ready for Hanaham also or Achaz Ocher, and then it will be a mitzvah to kill it. Amkipash Chalil Vishans. Chalil Vishans. So we see from this Rapshir Goyen that it's not a question of Pikuach Nefesh. The Mishnah in Arach raises that question, whether Baridi Tachanam also it's muta to kill him in my shots. But that we find in Machlekes Rishayim, whether we are muta or we are not muta. Now Rashi says...
Wait, Rabbi, you just mentioned Rishonim that would say you could.
Yes.
What Rishonim say you cannot?
One second. Rashi says here that Avolim Bo Aliskin Yifoshes Kibu de Mitan de Hoge, Glea Soe, Gavrek Tele, whom Mishas Hatich. So, in other words, why are we allowed to kill him? Because he's a Gavrek Tele. But if not for Gavrek Tele, just for Atzole, we would be allowed to kill him just for Atzole. Only because he's a Gavrek Tele. Now, the question is, how is it that we are not allowed to kill him because of the Pikuach Nefesh of the Balabais? That's a better reason. Because if we are not going to kill him, so the Ganev will kill the Balabais, yes?
Let him give him the money.
Oh, so the answer is, he has no alternative. It's not shayach to say Pikuach Nefesh if he has no alternative. So that's a big chiddush. That's a shayla. Let's say, suppose somebody, there was a machlekes between Poskim and Yerushalayim, and that question, suppose a doctor is called out to a chilish Yisrael Sakoni, But he has two ways. I mean, time is not of the essence. He can walk a few miles, so he'll be there in a few hours. But that's hard. Or he can take a taxi, but then he'll have to pay a big price. So the question is he mechuyev to walk a few miles and be matriach himself and to spend money, or he's not mechuyev? So Rav Shlomo Zalman about years ago asked me that he's not mechuyev to walk a few miles, because since the pikuach nefesh is deiche, he's not mechuyev to be matriach himself.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Is he allowed to spend, or is he mechuyev to spend money?
Is he mechuyev to spend? Of course he's allowed.
So what did Rav Avraham say? That he's mechuyev to spend the money?
He's not mechuyev.
I mean, he can walk.
He can walk.
So,
I mean, he doesn't have to walk. He doesn't have to walk. He can take a taxi.
The question is he allowed to get a taxi, or does he have to walk?
What is that?
The question was, is he allowed to get a taxi, or does he have to walk?
That's right. And suppose he can get a taxi, so according to the Pesach of Shlomo Auerbach, he's allowed to drive himself. He's not.
Even though he can do it through other means.
That's right. Now, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Gimel. The Gemara says, it's only Rabbi Shmuel. Vein Mishialo, Ho Yesh Mishialo, Bichol Dovo, Sheyochil Yishia. So there, Bichol Dovo Sheyochil Yishia. Gufi, Minayin Reyes Chavei Reishu Tevei Abino, O Yichayo Gerarte, O Yilistim Boi Nolo, Sheu Chayev Latzilei, Talmud Leima Lo Yisamid Al Dam Reyach. Viho Mehocham Napke, Mehosam Napke, Avidiz Gufi Minayin, how we know that it's Nichol, Ashabas Gufi also, Tal Lema Bashevesele, Imi Hosom Havamine Hanile Binapshe, Im Zeore Yochel Atsil Yatsileu, Abu Mitrach Umeger Agure Imele, Mitrach means Matriach, it doesn't mean Matriach slightly, it means like walking 5 miles. That is not Nichol. In order to mature nefesh. So, Komashmelon is mechuyev, even to be mitrach, and tirch mirube, and even to spend a lot of money. Now, what does it mean to spend a lot of money? Does it mean to spend yeser mechemesh? Is not mechuyev to spend yeser mechemesh on any mitzvah? Why should it be mechuyev to spend it? And this mitzvah, after all, of course, at Tzoros moment, in Hefzid moment, is not deiche Shabbos, but here he can do it without spending a chemish. But so it is obvious that it means Komash Melon, he is not mechuyev to, but even though he is not mechuyev to spend Yesam chemish, but if he wants to spend, he can spend. Yes. So the Gemara says that the Gzeres HaKosuv of Ashivei Yisrael, Rabbi Sabides Gufei tells us that if he wants to spend a Heim Rav or Tircha Merube, Tzar Merube, so he's allowed to do it.
What is the case? To save somebody's life?
That's right. But he can say that without him now.
It doesn't mean you're mechuyev to spend a lot of money?
No, no, it doesn't mean why should he be mechuyev? He's not mechuyev to spend the him now on all other mitzvahs.
If somebody is dying,
yes.
Are you mechuyev to spend all your money to save his life?
Yes. So if he's definitely dying,
right,
then you are mechuyev. But the mitzvah of the sons of Amreacho and then the Ashivesel, the Rabbis Adiz Gufe, does not apply only to somebody who is definitely dying. I mean, even if there is a choshe, just a choshe of Sakone, so there is also the Samad of Amreacho and the Ashivesel, the Rabbis Adiz Gufe. Yes? Now,
is Rebbe therefore saying that Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi and Sanhedrin both agree that there is no mitzvah of Hatzalah, rather Hatzalah is a din?
It's a din even without a mitzvah, but Rashi has a bigger chiddush. Not only that it's not the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh, this is the Shabbos, it's just the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh is the Shabbos.
So then that would also apply to a guy?
Yeah, that's what Rami Yehuda says.
That means that the pasuk of the Chayvahem would apply
to anybody.
Because Rashi and Sanhedrin are
yeah, that's right, out. That's right.
But
Rashi has a machleki between Rashi and Tesis on that question.
So Rashi
says, So how can there be a shayle? As whether a b'neach is mitzvah of Tirush Hashem, without the mitzvah of Tirush Hashem, he is mitzvah of Rizore. So Mimele, there is no din of a Yavav Hal Yorek, that Yisrael only this special Tirush Hashem. But by b'neach, there is no aloha of a chayba and some mele. He certainly misnefesh himself, not because of Kiddush Hashem. The Yesh Lema, the Dilma lo Yisra the chayba and Ayok Heiche, the loy mele psho mitzves meritzeach in Aram Rosso. Da filo bitzine yere yore go yadon kuham. The Masho here in Sanhedrin is the Kashi. Tia Tesis assumes it's a Zidur of Poshuk. That the Chayvahem is Lishol Memro, not Lmeneach, but the Gemara of Yisora and in Sanhedrin, Gur Kame says, Omer Rav Meir Minayin Reakum Sheisi Gutei Rovish, Sheba Mitzvahs Delei, She Harei Ukechim Godol Shemema, Asher Yaseh Yisra Odom Vechayvahem, Asher Yaseh Yisra Tehan Yodim Yisraim Lomema, Elo Odom, Melameid, Shafilu, Akum Moisi Beteiro, so is Areo Chikin Godo. So Amitam says in Burukame, but Atem Kun Modom, the Nikhoin Kun Modom, so Rashi says, what is it? Amir Amitres, yeah. So Amitam says there is a difference between Odom and Hodom. How do we know that Atum is a Mikro Odom? Because Odom Kiyom is Beya. So Atom Koin Modom, they mean the Salem Koin Modom. But Hodom, so even Akum is Koro Hodom. So that's the Marshos Kashe, but it's really not the Kashe, because the Marshos himself says what?
That's a question.
Kashe says that Odom is, Akum is not the Hodom, but here it says Asher Yaseh and say Hodom. Hodom with the hay.
Right.
So that an Akum is also called Hodom.
That's what Tosfos says.
What is that?
This is Tosfos.
That's what Tosfos says.
So what the Marsha says?
Yeah. So, but the Marsha asks against Tosfos because what analogy is there between Odom and Hodom? So the Marsha himself says, Yishli Yashi, because Asher Yashi is the Odom, the Chaybohem, his reference says two things. First of all, v'chaybohem b'il mabo. Asher yaseh is odom v'chaybohem, so it means b'il mabo. And it also means, we learn how the aloche of pikuach nefesh is deiche, because b'il mazeh. So mele, when does Rav Meir say that it has reference even to an akum? So that's regarding the pshutish of mikro. Of Asher Yaseh Yisra Odom v'chaybohem, ואילום אבו, בוט אספר, אז דתרושה, או בשיעשו אילום וחי בהם, ואילום הזה, סורי כזרק פן, סורי תגיסרוי נתן. נתן. That's a mashon self-serving. All right, now, anyway, now, back to this kasha. Back to this kasha. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if somebody he wants to be matriach himself, tirchem rube, or to be megerat rube, and to spend the hin rab, so he's allowed. Why is he allowed? After all, pikach nefesh is eiche. So why should he be allowed? So just as one is not allowed to spend the Hem Rav on all mitzvahs, why should he be allowed to spend the Hem Rav on this mitzvah when he's definitely allowed to do it without spending the Hem Rav? So the answer is from this, Rashi, it's mashma that since the aloche of Hem Rav certainly does not apply to a real satonic, because even to forbid Shvuim, so the aloha is that is mentioned here today in Siman Kufin Zayin, that one is mechuyev to spend all his money in order to be paid a shovel, a Yisroel shovel, because Kidin Shvuim is poor nizbei, there is satonis nefoshes. But Pikach Nefesh is deiche mechshoshe, recheikyo Pikach Nefesh is deiche kolatir kule. So mele, and that he's not, certainly not mechuyev to spend the imrav. But if he wants to spend the imrav, then he is allowed. If he wants to spend the imrav, he's allowed. And then there is a story about Reb Chaim, the story is mefursem. At one time, so a certain Bundist, the Bundist were mumulachis, to the extent that this Bundist was accustomed every Shabbos to pass by Reb Chaim's home. He knew when Reb Chaim goes to shul on Shabbos and smoke his cigarette. So this Bundist, after Rosh Hashanah, it happened. So in the presence of the Tsarist soldiers, so he shot in effigy the Tsar Nikolai Spitkin. Now that was the biggest crime. So he was sentenced to be shot. And when was he sentenced to be shot? The day after Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur. So then the mother of the Bundis came to Reb Chaim, cried. So Reb Chaim said, and we needed, that was 1 mile of the Tsarist regime that the communists don't have. In other words, we divide, we can do everything. So the mother said that the mayor of Brisk said that if he'll get 5,000 ruble, so then he'll be released. We shouldn't mention it, but he'll be released. So then Reb Chaim called the meeting, Masaras Mitzure, of the Kehillah. The secretary of the Kehillah was none other than Nachum Begin's father. He was, today he certainly would be considered Orthodox, but in those days he was not considered Orthodox. He was a fervent Zionist. So he opposed it vehemently. He says the Kehillah does not have more than 5,000 ruble, and to spend the 5,000 ruble in order to save the life of a Bindlist, then it could be out of Yotabacho, it's the biggest mitzvah before him to be executed. So Reb Chaim says, the out of Yotabacho applies only to someone who was Nigma Dini Elisa al Bisanedr. And he was not Nigma Dini Elisa al Bisanedr, he is only Nigma Dini Elisa al Bisanedr, the mayor of Brisk. So the out of Yotabacho does not apply to him. All right, he didn't accept it. But then there was one member of the Kehillah who was a big lump, room, he also resented Reb Chaim's attempt to spend so much money and deplete the whole treasury of the Kehillah in order to save. But he said, it's Meribin Lemailin, you're not allowed to save his life. So how can we spend the money? So Reb Chaim said, Meribin Lemailin, the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishnah, whom, and even Chedol Mazik, Ligabi Moshe, not Ligabi Min, but it's the same aloche, that it's only if the Dili Ador of the Rosh HaKol feel that it's a Midah Milse, otherwise they are not allowed to kill it. So he didn't accept it. But then the Chaim couldn't do anything. So he decided he'll be able to do something Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, they came to shul to daven Minche early. So Reb Chaim said he's not going to let them daven Minche unless they bring the 5,000 to him. He won't let them daven Minche. What could they do? So they all had to go to the office of the Kehillah and to take the 5,000 to him. And then Reb Chaim went to them. He didn't trust them. So he said to the mayor of Brisk. And then they went and they said to Reb Chaim, but suppose we'll have to wait for him. So he said, we'll wait for him, so we'll give him the money and keep her. It's all right. So then, but they didn't have to wait for him. He accepted them immediately, and he immediately released the Bundist. And then they all went back to the shul, and Reb Chaim said, Istaken Tadavim Minche. So they got Minche, and no one ate Sudam Afsekes, that Arab Kippur. And then they said, Kongitrei. So the story is that Reb Chaim was in Chalim Kippur, but it's not so. He was ready to be in Chalim Kippur, but he was not in Chalim Kippur. So that's also because of the Indian of Lissamet Albam Reacho and Vashi Beisele, the Rabbi Sadeh's Gufay, that even to spend the Himrab, he's not Mechuyev, but if he wants to spend the Himrab, he can do that. He can do it. Now, and the London, the member of the Kehillah, who was very, who resented Reb Chaim's tzibur to spend the 5,000 rubles of the Kehillah, so at the end he became Balchue, he and a few of his friends. So then he apologized to Reb Chaim. I don't know whether that part of the story is told, but I read it in a newspaper, in a secular newspaper years ago, on the yahrzeit of somebody brought it to the house, so I'll mention the name of the newspaper, because I didn't buy it, Chas v'Sholem. The Freiheit, that was the communist paper in New York years ago. Okay, anyway, so then, now, what is that? What is it? Now, I just want to start the next Mishnah.
How to supply the money of the insurance?
What?
How to supply the money of the insurance?
It applies to Ribbon Shuri, not directly, but because of the Rams Shite, that we say Ribbon Shuri on account of Hoyer. So we say, so Ribbon Shurim is Muta, because of oil, that was the Kashe by Rav Chisda against Rabbe. If you say Hail, so why does the Mishnah Maki say that a Chilesh, Biontev, the Bisatumim, Biklaim, is higher than 8 Malkias, but the Amatoil, suppose it is Nizdamim, Dam Tzipal Chasis, so then Mele Yil Bimei, so Bimuta, to be changed, so the question is, that's this discussion, how will the mutar in Esedei Chalei Zedei, so the terrace by Rav Netan is that it's not, the kasha is not, by Rav de Mistrate, is not on the love, on the malchus of, yeah, of Yontef, because the malchus of Yontef is in the Asidich Alesis of Erse, but the malchus of Klaim and the Satume, there is only one way to say. So since he couldn't be the Isa of a locher of Yontef, so Mele, there couldn't be any tree be payout even on the Isa of Klaim. So it's high malchus even on the Isa of Klaim.
But Poel is not matter, Rabbi Bishurim, Poel is matter for even starting to do a malacha. So why do we have to say
that? Poel is matter, according to Rabbi.
It's matter everything.
Everything.
Not just Rabbi Bishurim.
Okay, everything. I have Rabbi Bishurim also. Without Hale, so Rabbi Bishurim would be also. You're not allowed, you wouldn't be allowed to be Malay, Gdeir or Malay Chtiches. If you only need a few chtiches for Yom Tov.
That means that Rabbi Shirim is grounded in Holah?
Yeah.
Tosfos and Chabal says that.
Yeah. That's the Gemara in Pesachim.
Rabbi Shirim is the whole day is more people are coming together.
That's right.
So why is only
Fair Achas?
Why is only Fair Achas?
Even more Kederos.
Why is only Fair Achas?
If more there is it, let's say, pass through Mali, the Tana Kuli pass.
That's the
pass is
cooked better.
It's more passive. Okay, so, in other words, if it's not cooked better, then it will be also, so the man explains it, because it's only Tchuyo. So, Mele, we couldn't say Hail. Because it's only Tchuyo, not Tchuyo. But by Yom Tov, it's Tchuyo, so you can say Hail. We don't say Hail. By Shabbos we don't say Hail. That's right.
Why would we be sure
because of Hail. That's what the Gemara says.
And in Rabbanu Lechol we don't allow Hail.
That's Rabbanu.
So why do we allow the Rabbanu to be sure?
Because midrabbanon, so we say Hail. Midrai say if he didn't make an altafshim, we don't say Hail. But if he did make an altafshim, we do say Hail.
But Rabbi Bishurim is muttering without a altafshim.
Midrai say, but not midrabbanon. Not with Rabbanon. That's the Gemara Mefreshes. That's the Mishnah.
No, Gemara says about the Mishnah. As long as it's in the same pot.
But not if it's an extra, if it involves an extra melacha.
Right,
even though there is a possibility that guests will arrive.
But why is that different? Why don't you need to make another pot in there for shilling? So why? But it's basically the same halacha of Polo.
Yes.
So why don't you there for shilling?
Because the Rabbanu, we don't say Hail. So only if he makes an Erev Tavshil.
But we say, Amal Mishikol Terev Rasa, we say, Etzvichol Chachas.
Why? It's only we are the Erev Tavshil.
No.
But of course. Only Erev Tavshil. Without Erev Tavshil, maybe Erev Tavshil, but he wants to cook. For Shabbos also.
So why do you have to come out and now it's called Derev Vassar? You do even without
the
called
Derev
Vassar.
No, not Lid Rabbanon. Right now, I just want to go over the Mishnah, and then we'll go over the Gemara and the whole Indian of Tfilah beyond the Tfilah Skelim and Tfilah Sodom, Merzik Meika Tumar. Chol yis achar ha-Shabbos. Bisham ha-Yemrim madilin es hakel m'lifnei ha-Shabbos. That if Yom Tov is chal after Shabbos, let's say on Sunday, so he has to be madil everything before Shabbos. Because on Yom Tov there is there was a chiv deraisa to be toyer. because high bottom retires has been the regal. So mele, so on Shabbos he cannot be magbil, and on Yom Tov he cannot be magbil either. So mele he has to be magbil everything erev Shabbos. That's what Bishamai say. Ubisilimrim kelim lifnei Shabbos. In other words, that kelim he has to be magbil in lifnei Shabbos. So Rashi points out, it doesn't mean just lifnei Shabbos. It means that before Yom Tov also. But why does he say lifnei Shabbos? To tell us that even on Shabbos, only kelim we are not allowed to be kelim. But an odom is allowed to be kelim because it's not merze kimisake. It's only merze the one who sin be kelim. And Shabbos will say he only wants to cool off from the heat. So there is no yisur of tikkun. We still only in the hot in Noach Shabbos rebuse Hashmir with the silver. The Achilu be Shabbos shore be Odom. It be more me foresh my time to kill myself. So the more then the Mishnah says, Vishovim shemasikim esamayim bichli heavenly tavon. In other words, there is a din of Ashoke. In other words, if mayim became tomei, so then you have to be mashiget, mechaberet, tomei mikveh, so then the mayim become toyer. And this is not a mean of tare, it's a mean of zri. So that you are allowed to do Iman Shabbos. Because Bishovin Shemasik and Samayim, Mishel Gishli Mayim Yofim Lishteis, Vinitmiu, Nimalim Hen Kleben, Vinaisnom Vinikve, Mayim Luchim, Achimashik Mayim Limayim, Vinimtsu Elu Zruim Mchuborim, Limei Amikve, Ubatla Agabaye Vitare. But only Mayim there is Din of Ashoke, but Adam Ashkin, there is no Din of Ashoke, the Gabi Adam Ashkin. Ve'inu itare b'mikve l'choleichu m'mashke. Elo l'mayim, but mayim itself is not b'tiras tfile, elo b'tiras rie. What does it mean tiras rie? Tiras rie means it's nizra in the mayim. So m'mele is the same aloche like being mitayir zroi that became tomei. So then if you plant them again in mikarka, so then the two men spoke. So here it's also aloche. It's also aloche of zri. So below b'tiras tfile, elo b'tiras zriye, kidamrinon b'tzochim l'feri kol shor. Avoloi madvili. But even through ashoke, we cannot be mitayer a kele that became tomei. Only a kliyeben that is not mitabot tume. So then we can make Ashoke, but the creates that is mikabel tume, we cannot even do it on Shabbos through Ashoke. Bitnora miforesh shehein neistim the creates tume hatzorich tfile liashikam be kidei lahalis tfile likli agav Ashokas mai. Then the Mishnah says that umadbilin migav ligav umechabura lechabura. In other words, if somebody was able the kelim, in order to use the kelim for drichazesi ligabei trume, and then he decides on Shabbos, he decides to use the same kele for drichas hanovi. So if the rabbonon is required to make a new tefillin, umatvile migavli umechavadz mechabur lechabure, chabur lechabure means if he was stable the kele, in order to use the kele, the echlin that he'll be in that kele in one chabure, and then he decides to use the kele for the Eichli in another Chabore. So Mele, since it's only a chumre yisera, so it mainly doesn't involve an isa of mishakim, so it's not osar on Shabbos and Manos. All right, now. What do you
think?
I think we did. We didn't do it in the Haram. I think I discussed it. The day when you weren't here. I remember I discussed it. All right, so we'll discuss it tomorrow. Okay. And then we have to go over the whole sugya. It's not difficult enough about tefillas and Shabbos and Kippur.
From here on is that night's Chumash Shir.
Parshas Zachra. So, according to the meaning of the Sfarad, in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayimna Shmuel al Shol, Eisi, Shoach Adishem, Shachach al Melech, Alamei al Yisroel, Beato Shmal killed the Vadishem. And then the Ashkenazim, they begin the next Pasuk. Kiyoma Hashem Tzvokis, Pokaditis, Asher Oso Amolik Yisroel, Asher Somli Baderech, Baalisi Mitzoy. Ato Leich Beikiso Es Amolik, Vacharamtem Eis Kol Ashaloi, Veloisach Nulalok, Veimatom Yish Adisho, Meilu Vadyenei Knisheya Vatsi, Migomol Vat Hameya. So, the question is, why does Novi have to tell him Pokaditi is a Shrosa Amalek Yisrael? Mechias Amalek is a Mitzvah. Mochitim Chazich Amalek. Why do we have to resort to Pkidim? Apparently, the Mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is different than other Mitzvahs. In other words, it cannot be fulfilled just like that, but it has to be, there has to be a tzivu by Novi. And the tzivu of the Novi is not just go and be mikayim mitzvot mochetim. Why should a Novi? A Novi is, the Novi's task is not to tell the Jews to mikayim mitzvahs, but in view of the fact that the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is a mitzvah that exercises the midah of din, because mitzad midah sarachamim, there couldn't be such a mitzvah of Muhammad, of mochel timche, meish adisho meil vajenei misheya vatshe migomel v'chameya. But only if a Novi says that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mitzave, that they should be kind, now is the right moment to be kind of mitzvah, then the mitzvah of Mochitimcha takes effect. Now, the Rambam in the Agdome to Perush HaMishneh, the Briska Rov is Chidushim and Torah and Vim, so he says that the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek only takes effect if there is a tzibah of a Novi. And he mentions the pasuk of Milchome Adishem Ba'amalek Midir Deya. In other words, Milchome, that's Adishem, only when there is a tzibah Hashem. Why? Because it's Milchome manifests the midah of din in its strictest form, and in the midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have midahs as the Zayar in Parashat Vayechi expresses it, midahs misitra deimin and midahs misitra deismael. It is interesting when we say it, when the Baal Kriya reads the Yudgimu midahs Adishem, Adishem, Kirachum, Bechanun, Erhapayim, Erchesed, Vemes, Nezeches, Larofim, Nezi, Ovin, Fesha, Vechato, Vinake, Loyinake, Pekid, Avinovis, Albonim, Al Shaleishim, Al Rebein. So the whole call says it together with the Baal Kriya.
Abtunaki. Why? There is Aloche Kopsuked Lipaske Meishe, Lipaskinon. So how come that here the call is Mafsik in the middle of the Pasik? And even before an Esnachta? The answer is, ignoring Rosh Hashanah says, Mirami Chenisati Takurish Boho, Kishliach Tzibu, Vyoma, Bisho Shebonai Chaiti, Kiseida Hazeh Yasun, Vani Mechleh. So what do you mean Kiseida Hazeh?